Hello people, you're listening to Stories by Sneha. I am Sneha Atrekar, your host and the writer of this series. Our story today is She's Watching You. It was 4 p.m. The shrill of the doorbell awoke me. I lifted myself up lazily and walked towards the door, feeling heavier than when I had gone to sleep. She had already rung the doorbell twice until I had reached the door to open it. "You were sleeping, madam. I rang the doorbell 4 times. She lied, putting on an innocent smile. The clink-clink of her red bangles entered my house before she had herself stepped in. Clad in a dark blue sari in an unfathomable material, Shanti walked into my kitchen with an air of complete authority. She saw the new plastic basket kept on the granite platform, and her smile spread out from the wrinkles at the end of her left eye to those on the right. "Good madam, you finally bought this," she announced, like a child had been given a new toy that it had been yearning for since days. "It will be so easier to dry the utensils now. I have been telling that Mehta auntie from the second floor to get this for 2 years now, but she just doesn't listen, you know. So stingy some people are." I smiled in response, turned my back on her to move out of the kitchen, and raised my eyebrows at myself at Shanti's comments. If her mother had been alive, she would know exactly why she should never have named her daughter Shanti. In her regular routine of 20 to 25 minutes of work in my house, Shanti churns out gossip about at least 5 households in the society. I know the exact quantity of milk that is consumed by Bapat family who stay on the ground floor every day. I know the number of cobwebs that Menezes' auntie has on her kitchen shelves. I know that Naina's husband and Mr. Gupta's wife are always out on office tours at the same time. They work at different workplaces. I know what Sarla auntie has cooked for the day. I know that Mihir uncle has again ordered food from Regal. I know that our 16-year-old Akash has a boyfriend. Shanti seemed like the character of Kantaben from Kal Ho Na Ho when she narrated that story. I know everything that happens in my society and even in the neighboring one. Shanti's headlines are always accurate. When she had been new and had seen us always asleep in the afternoons when she would arrive, after a fortnight of suppressing her curiosity, she had finally asked me, "Say, doesn't go to work?" I laughed at her question and told her my husband did night shifts. "Oh, I was wondering all this while, how can both of you not have work and keep sleeping all day? I mean, you can be a housewife, but Seth has to be doing something, no, for a living." The next minute she was asking me questions about what jobs we do and our shift timings. I was somehow very uncomfortable answering those to her and gave her some vague responses. She did not seem satisfied with my answers, but I was firm about what information I would want to leak outside my house. Our maid servants have 2 eyes, 2 ears, and a very uncontrollable tongue. To them, this may be a harmless stress buster. In their ignorance and innocence, they may not realize it themselves, what harm they could cause when they wag their tongues carelessly about what happens in our houses to outsiders. We've read in numerous articles how stealth happens, wherein someone close to the household may have assisted the thieves in understanding the routine and devising a robbery. It is up to us, of course, to not let any Shanti reveal your kitchen or bedroom secrets to your neighbors. Watch out, because she's watching you. Hey, I hope you like the story. If you like my podcast, please don't forget to subscribe to Stories by Sneha. You can follow me on my Instagram handle at @the.agathist. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.